my name is Pierre Dorian, Certified Business Continuity Professional with Mainland Information Systems in Phoenix, Arizona. Today we're going to talk about WAN clustering for disaster recovery purposes. We'll provide a brief overview, talk about the pros and cons, and also what we should look out for when setting up clustering. First of all, let me introduce the concept a little bit. WAN clustering is often referred to also as high availability clustering or geo clustering, remote clustering. Essentially, it is the same solution as what we call clustering or a high availability cluster within an IT environment, but done over a distance. So obviously there are some implications with doing it across the WAN or the wide area network. And we'll cover that a little bit here as far as the pros and cons and what to watch out for. There are today various flavors, if you will, of clustering. We can talk, for example, about Oracle RAC, which is specific to Oracle. You'll find solutions on the Unix side, such as IBM's HACMP, or have high availability clustering, Veritas clustering on the Windows side, Microsoft clustering. There are also third-party solutions such as Neverfail, so on and so forth. A wide variety of products. Some of them are very specific, application-specific or platform-specific, and of course ranging in cost as well. So that's probably the first item that we have to look for is compare requirements with cost of solution. If you are trying to replicate and protect and make an application highly available and you are restricted to a specific platform, obviously that will influence your choice of solution. So the cost is very important based on also the losses that you are trying to prevent. We must keep in mind that we are talking about disaster recovery in this particular context. So obviously we need to be conscious of how much we are trying, the importance of the losses we are trying to prevent versus the cost to prevent those losses. And of course, the cost must always be lower than the losses, otherwise we're wasting our money. Also to consider is the cost of licensing for the application we are trying to protect. If we are looking at an active cluster, for example, where two cluster members are active and running an instance of the application, ready to take over should one member of the cluster fail, that implies that we have two licenses active at the same time, or two instances that must be licensed. That increases the cost of our availability solution. If we are looking at an active passive solution, on the other hand, it allows us to have one active license or instance of the application active at once. That influences the cost of our solution. That is obviously dictated by our requirements. If we have an entire cluster, a physical replicated instance running elsewhere, it may become attractive financially to also run an application there as opposed to having a standby server that can be fairly expensive waiting for something that may never actually happen. So a lot of companies choose to have an instance running on the failover member of the cluster, if you will. So that increases the cost of solution, but also the cost of licensing. If we are looking at a lower cost or entry-level solution, there are then the possibilities where you can have an active passive cluster where the member that is ready to take over in the event of a failure is actually not running an instance of the application. You are saving money there on licensing. One of the elements to consider when we are doing a clustering solution across a WAN or a remote to a remote location, there's a replication element here that is not necessarily to be considered when we are looking at a local cluster. In a local cluster, we often have a shared data environment, or a quorum as we call it in clustering parlance. This is not possible when we are clustering across a distance or a WAN, because we cannot have a single instance of the data Otherwise, we are not fully protected. So not only do we have to have a copy of the application and a replica, if you will, of the system ready to take over, we also have to consider replicating that data so that the data is available at the remote site. That immediately puts into perspective issues such as distance and latency when we're talking about replicating data. As transactions are being recorded on an application, they need to be recorded also, or written or replicated at the remote site. Now there's a latency element that needs to be considered because we are not necessarily synchronous in terms of replication. So should one member of the cluster fail, are we absolutely certain that the data at the remote site has been replicated and ready for the new, the passive member now to pick up that instance of the application and have an up-to-date copy of the data down to the last transaction? So that's a very important element to consider. And of course, the longer the distance, the more latency plays into the equation, as well as the amount of data being replicated. Now we're bringing in a bandwidth element that needs to be considered as well. If we have a very busy application, such as a database that takes on a lot of transactions, that needs to be considered from a bandwidth perspective, because there will be a lot of records that are constantly replicated. So that's a very important element. Also, when we're talking about replication, if we're talking about a mirror kind of context, that's good, but we need to consider now what happens if my local copy becomes corrupt. We are talking about high availability here. So if my local copy of my database becomes corrupt, well, obviously, if I'm mirroring, my remote copy will also be corrupt. So there should be a consideration here for point-in-time snapshot type of data protection in addition to mirroring, so that you can actually fail back or go back in time to a good copy. That's an important element of replication. Replication alone may not be necessary. And let's not forget that high availability is not necessarily, will not replace a backup. So that's an important consideration. What do we have in place for backups? Even though we have a cluster, we may need to go back to a point in time or an older copy of the data. We may still need to keep data for compliance purposes. So having a high availability solution or a cluster across a WAN does not necessarily preclude the need for backups. Important consideration here. Now also to consider, what does your clustering solution monitor? Is it only hardware failure? Is there a heartbeat between the two? There likely is a heartbeat between both instances, but what will be monitored and what will cause a failover? Or what are your abilities to fail over? If it's only a hardware failure, it may not be sufficient. You may want your software, clustering software to consider things like performance, network performance and availability. So it's nice to know that we have a solution in place for clustering and replication, but is something as simple as a network failure covered here, or will we have now two instances not knowing which one is up and which one is down? So that's important that your clustering solution takes into consideration and monitors other aspects than just hardware failure. Performance is very important. Network availability is also very important. Also, how seamless is your solution